Time to see things from the angle of the Hoos. Virginia becomes the first ever ACC team to play at Autzen Stadium. He's the guy who covers the beat for the Daily Progress. You can follow his work online at dailyprogress.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at @ArmsPacker. Spell it RamsPacher. Andrew Ramspacker, thanks for the time. How you doing?
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me. That was good pronunciation and everything. So you're off to a good start.
Yeah, I cheat. I spell things out phonetically. It makes me sound smart.
There you go.
I've got to make one connection because I see you also cover the UVA baseball team. And I'm from North Jersey. Their associate head coach, Kevin McMullen, is married to the former Sandy Leishman, who to this day is one of my sister's best friends from Wayne Hills High School, class of 1983. So
that's great.
Isn't that amazing how small the world is?
That is.
So next
that
time.
Is. Hey, Coach Mack, very well liked here, has been part of a very successful run here these last 13 years. And so sure also real happy that part of Jersey came here with him and his family, for sure.
Yeah, so next time if you run into Sandy, say you talked with Randy Cohen's big brother, and they'll know what we're talking about.
Will do.
Let's start with the coaching change. 6 years after Mike London took over, he leaves, enter Bronco Mendenhall. He's very well known out here, played and coached 45 miles to the north at Oregon State, landed the gig by you in early December, seemed to be universally applauded from someone who covers the program. If you could flash back, how was his hiring received?
Well, at first it was shock. This came completely out of left field. Nobody knew it was coming. And once you got over that, you kind of realize that, hey, wow, this is pretty good. You know, you get a guy who is a coach. It wasn't just some assistant with a first-time head coaching gig. It was an accomplished coach at a pretty proud program there at BYU. Won 99 games in 11 years. Had been to 11 bowl games in 11 years. And that last thing I think was probably the thing that struck the most with fans here, because bowl games aren't something these guys, this fan base goes to here of late. I mean, twice in the last decade, it's been pretty dismal. There's no doubt about that. So kind of the football program kind of got lost a little bit with the rise of Tony Bennett and the men's basketball program. But the connection between Tony Bennett and Bronco Mendenhall fans like, because you got this guy coming from the West, coming from the Pacific, or I guess Bronco's a little bit from the mountain. But anyway, from out there, coming here, and hey, it worked with Tony Bennett, and the fingers are obviously crossed that it works with Bronco Mendenhall, and so it was received well. It was received well. It was certainly a different hire, a unique hire. I think the people liked it, no doubt, from the get-go.
Now, of course, last week's season started in the loss to Richmond, and granted, they are a terrific FCS program, made the semifinals last year, losing to the powerhouse North Dakota State team. But when you consider the changing of the guard, new quarterback, new offense, switched to a different scheme on defense, what was your read on what happened last week? Folks going to look at it as just one game and move forward?
I don't think fans have done that. I think a good portion of them were pretty alarmed by that result because, you know, just like the players and just like this program overall, the fan base, it's going to take a little bit to realize this is a transition, because, you know, those 6 years with Mike London didn't go well, and you don't just snap your fingers and make it all better right away. And to start off and not only lose to an FCS team, but really get dominated. I mean, that score, it was 30-7 there in the fourth quarter. You know, and Virginia scored a couple late to make it, I guess, a little more respectable. But, you know, Richmond was the better team. They had 22 less scholarships, but they were the better team. So that was surprising. I mean, the players, the looks on their faces, the coaches, the looks on their faces, they were shocked by that. They did not expect that to happen. From Bronco Mendenhall's standpoint, as he said, now he has a starting point. You know, he was interested to see how this would happen, this transition. You know, not only putting him out there for a new program, but also installing new offenses, defenses. Does he have the personnel to do it? You know, all those things he started to get some answers about. Unfortunately, for Virginia, it happened in a loss, but he does have a starting point to move forward with for these next 11 weeks. So, yeah, it was just one loss, but people reacted. They went from very positive and optimistic to back to thinking, here we go again with this program.
Yeah, I was trying to be kind. As we continue talking Cavs football, Andrew Rams, Packer Daily Progress, you posted a piece which folks can find on your Twitter feed, which is obviously something we've grown familiar with here, grad transfer quarterbacks, obviously Dakota Prukop now, Vernon Adams last year. What can you tell us about the debut and what you've seen from the kid from East Carolina, Kirk Benkert?
Yeah, that was the thing about when you look at a 17-point loss and a loss where Virginia was down 23 two separate times in the second quarter, or excuse me, in the second half, it's tough to find positives. That was the thing, is that the quarterback actually played pretty well. You know, I think if you're Bronco Mendenhall, if you're Robert Anai, the offensive coordinator, if you're Jason Beck, the quarterback coach, you'll take 26 of 34 and over 260 yards and three touchdowns every week. Now, some of that came kind of in mop-up time, sure, but, you know, for the most part, it was his first collegiate start. You know, his grad transfer story is a little different than others because he got hurt at East Carolina,
right,
tearing his ACL 5 days before the opener last year, and then they had a coaching change. Ruffy McNeil came out, then Ruffy McNeil joined the UVA staff, and after the spring season, Kurt Benkert followed, and you know, big kid, 6'4", 235, pretty good arm, is mobile. He's not Taysom Hill mobile like the BYU staff is used to, but can get out of the pocket a little bit and make some plays and throw on the run. And I thought for the first start, he looked pretty good. And I think that was kind of that little glimmer of hope for fans, I think, going forward, because, you know, quarterback position hasn't been real great at UVA the last 10 or so years. And you know, they got Kurt Benkert not only for this year, but for next year. If he stays healthy, I think he's going to be pretty good.
Beyond the obvious change at the top, Bronco brought a familiar face with him to Charlottesville, the new coordinator to replace Steve Fairchild, Robert Anai. Obviously, all we've had is spring ball, the practices leading up, and just the opener. What can you tell us about the difference in style and what we might expect seeing the Cavs, you know, for most of us seeing them for the first time?
Yeah, Steve Fairchild was more of a pro style, you know, some under the center, under center stuff. That doesn't happen a lot anymore in football, but he did it occasionally, you know, used the tight end more, had a fullback in there from time to time. You know, Robert Anai he's a product of Mike Leach, who was a product of Hal Mumby. So it's all kind of that air raid system,
right,
where you're going to spread it out. You're going to throw the ball a lot. And, you know, that's going to be your thing. And the interesting thing with him, I think the challenge for him, and the first week made this kind of puzzling, is his deepest spot is running back. They're four deep there. And that position group was pretty invisible last week. So it's going to be interesting to see how he involves them more, you know, this week going forward, because he's got some tools to play with there. But the running back, you know, not always a big part of that kind of offense. Of what he's had in the past. So I think that's the thing to look for. But for the most part, your typical kind of air raid. They're going to throw it all around, short, quick passes, a lot of sit-down routes. Saw that last week. And then take a couple of shots deep when they can. But for the most part, it's going to be pretty pass-heavy.
I'm always in favor of any time we could have a Hal Mumby reference.
There you go.
Let's move to the other side of the ball. We know Mendenhall's a defensive guy, his career playing and coaching. But his guy the past 8 years at BYU, Nick Howell, is with him. He's actually a relatively young college coach. What could you tell us maybe about his style and what he's trying to do with that Cavalier D?
You know, that's the one coach that's a mystery. He doesn't talk to the media, so I can't tell you a whole lot about him. You know, Bronco is also you know, Bronco Mendenhall calls the defensive play. So Nick Howell has the title, but for the most part, Bronco Mendenhall is considered kind of the overseer of the defense, basically the coordinator himself. And you know, that's a defense that's going to be 3-4, and that takes time, because this is a program that recruited under a 4-3, during the whole Mike London era. Before that, in the Al Groh era, up until 2009, they were 3-4, but none of these players are left here anymore. So they're getting used to things. They're very thin at a couple spots where you really can't be thin in the 3-4, particularly, you know, at nose guard. They basically have one guy there, and the rest is kind of a crapshoot after him. And they have some experience at the two middle linebacker spots, Zach Bradshaw, Micah Kizer. They have probably their most known player, Quinn Blanding. He was the ACC Defensive Rookie of the Year a couple years ago, former five-star recruit. He's at safety. So they got some pieces there, but they're also real young. There are a lot of freshmen and sophomores in the mix that are making made their first starts last week and, kind of took their lumps. I mean, Richmond rolled up 524 yards on them. So that is a something to monitor, because that's not only the defense under Bronco Mendenhall, he's calling those plays. So that's fully his responsibility as this thing moves forward. So it's going to be interesting to see, comparing the defense in particular from September to November, to see how they improve as the year goes on.
Final thought for Andrew Rams, Packer of the Daily Progress, and it's a common question for teams facing Oregon, especially for the first time, what you've talked to the players and coaches about, maybe observed, what have the Cavaliers done differently or focused on to prepare for this Oregon speed and tempo when the Ducks have the ball?
Yeah, well, they talk a lot about the tempo part. You know, the defense says they're somewhat familiar with it, because that's kind of what Virginia likes to run in terms of its pace and all that. Robert and I likes to play fast. Bronco Mendenhall likes to play fast. Obviously, they're not the level of Oregon, so that's really hard to simulate, but they're somewhat used to it. I would say the biggest adjustment they've made is they've kind of put in that silent count. They've been running it since about middle of camp to get ready to play at Autzen Stadium. And this is a program now that hasn't won a road game since November 3rd, 2012, a 15-game road losing streak. So any one of those little advantages they can start working on early, particularly going to a place like Autzen, they're going to try to use and see if it works out. It's something they talked about in the past. They would use the silent count when they went to places like Lane Stadium, Virginia Tech, Florida State. They played at Doak Campbell 2 years ago. But for whatever reason, they feel like they installed this one a little earlier than they did in the previous regime. So we'll see if that helps them on Saturday or not. But that is one little wrinkle they put in, definitely, to prepare for Saturday.
All right. Hey, that's some awesome information and insight. You can follow this guy on Twitter. Use the handle @ARamsPacker. Use the CH. Catch up online. Visit dailyprogress.com. Andrew, you travel safe. Enjoy your time in Eugene. And we really appreciate you joining us.
Hey, will do. Thanks for having me on. Thanks again.
Take it easy.